Rithmatic's diagram, the Taylor defense. Often called the impossible defense, the Taylor is one of the most difficult known defenses because of its dependence upon not one, but two 9-point circles. It has been argued that this is the most powerful defense in all of Rithmatics. The Taylor uses two circles, one inside the other. Each of the 9 outer bind points has 2 Marx cross structures attached in sequence. The arithmetist must have expert skill to get the 2 main circles perfectly concentric. Otherwise, the lines of forbiddance spearing outward will not pass through bind points on the outer circles. This defense is controversial in regular duels because of the 2 circles. It is allowed, but if the outer circle is breached, that is considered a loss. Note the use of external forbiddance lines to use in bouncing lines of vigor. The Taylor is very good at focusing enemy fire and chalklings into open corridors between the outer circles. The large number of defensive chalklings bound to the small circle's bind points makes this a very difficult defense to defeat. However, the arithmetist drawing it must be very fast. Chapter 23. Joel slept through most of the day, but didn't try to go to bed that night. He sat up at his father's table, a springwork lantern whirring on the wall behind him. He'd cleaned the books off the table, making way for his father's old notes and annotations, which he'd placed alongside a few pieces of the man's best chalk. The notes and diagrams seemed unimportant. The mystery had been solved. The problems were over. Joel wasn't an arithmetist. He'd failed his father. "Stop that," he told himself. "Stop feeling sorry for yourself." He wanted to throw the table over and scream. He wanted to break the pieces of chalk, then grind them to dust. Why had he dared hope? He'd known that very few people get chosen. So much about life was disappointment. He often wondered how humankind endured so long, and if the moments when things went right really made up for all the rest. This was how it ended. Joel, back where he had begun, the same as before. He'd done too poorly in his classes to earn himself further education once he was done with Armedius. Now he didn't even have the slight buried hope that he might find a way to be an arithmetist. The 3 students who had been taken were dead. Gone. Left in unmarked graves by Exton. The killer had been stopped, but what did that mean to the families who had lost children? Their pain would continue. He leaned forward. "Why?" he asked of the papers and notes. "Why does everything turn out like this?"